Good morning, sir. Good morning. Before we get started, once again, what is your name, sir?
Walker Hughes.
Okay, if you hold on for one moment, I believe that the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis is going to conduct your hearing at this time, sir. So just hold on to the phone.
Okay.
Sir, can you hear me clearly?
Yes.
Can you state your full name and ABC number for the record?
Walter Hughes, 10-3-8-0-1.
Thank you, sir. You are appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a 31-412-B hearing to consider parole to your next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing with you today. If you can see on your video conference screen, I'll begin with the opposite side of the bench. We have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. At the center of the bench, we have our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. Next to me is the Honorable David Neal, and my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for your hearing. I would like to begin your hearing with the following summary. Mr. Walter Moose, ADC number 103801, is 59 years old. He is currently serving a 5-year sentence for robbery with a pending consecutive 5-year prison term for promoting prison contraband. Does that sound correct, Mr. Moose?
Yeah. I wasn't promoting anything, just somebody threw it in my room.
Okay.
That's a long story.
Well, we'll get into that later in the hearing, and you'll have a chance to speak to the board, okay, sir?
Yeah.
No, he served 3 previously consecutive 5-year prison sentences for robbery, the terms of which have since expired. He was approximately 33 years old at the beginning of his crime cycle on September 3rd, 1993, and to the best of my understanding, he was already on federal probation for bank robbery. Once again, Mr. Moose, does that sound correct?
Yeah. I think you said three consecutive numbers?
Yeah, didn't you have 3 robbery numbers prior to this for 5 years apiece?
No, 7 of them.
Oh, 7? Okay, pardon me.
I'm on my 7th number.
Well, I'm going with what was provided to us from the Department of Corrections. So, just understand, I looked at the sheet that was given to me that had the consecutive sentences that had already expired, but it's 7, so thank you. Appreciate your honesty.
Yeah.
He pled guilty on January 26, 1994, and was sentenced on February 25, 1994. He has a criminal history which includes theft of a credit card, theft, bank robbery, and probation violations. I will read a short summary of the offense in question. Between September 13, 1993 and October 31, 1993, the Tucson Police and the Pima County Sheriff responded to 7 bank robberies, all committed by Mr. Moose. In some cases, he was he implied he had a weapon hidden in his clothing. The robberies were linked because of similar verbiage used by Mr. Moose in each case. Similar descriptions that Mr. Moose were given by victims and surveillance cameras and robbery sites photographed the subject. In some robberies, Mr. Moose left a robbery demand note. One such note yielded latent fingerprints that were identical to Mr. Moose's fingerprints. He was arrested by the Tucson Police Department on a completely different case. He was questioned about his involvement in the bank robberies and he confessed. And again, that's the short version. Mr. Moose has completed considerable programming in the Arizona Department of Corrections through 2016. He has a significant history of discipline from 1997 through 2017, with his last ticket a major for theft on March 2, 2017, and several previous majors for positive or refusal to UA. This is not a regular parole hearing, but he has a release plan, which includes living with his wife and utilizing trade skills. This is his 10th hearing before the board. He has been granted parole to his next consecutive sentence on 3 past occasions in 1999, 2003, and 2011. We have no letters of support in his parole packet, but I will ask if you have any individuals in the room today that are here to support Mr. Moose.
Yeah, I
Okay, making sure of that. Mr. Nunes, this is a chance for the board to get to know you. Can you tell us, in your own words, about the crimes that resulted in your incarceration and why you think you should be considered for parole to your next consecutive sentence? Thank you, Mr. Nunes.
Well, it's been a long time. I've been in prison for a very long time. I still have another chance to go. I know where I'm going when I get out. I'm getting older. I'm trying to stay out of trouble. That incident that they gave me that last number for, guys were running out of the building, throwing dope everywhere on two different roads. Two of the guys got charged for the same thing when we were sleeping.
Okay, sir.
That's why I got charged. It was laying on the ground.
Understood. Now, with respect to you, Mr. Newsom, I do appreciate what you're offering and what you're telling the board. But keep in mind, we have to take these cases at face value. We're not here to retry the case, but we do want to hear your version.
Yeah. My family couldn't make it because my wife's working. My daughter and my son and my grandkids, they couldn't get me either. They got jobs out there.
I did mean to ask you about your living plan. You stated that you wanted to live with your wife, and I was about to ask if she was available. So you're saying she's working today?
Yes, she's a school bus driver.
Well, that's outstanding. I think that's a very honorable profession. I certainly have friends who've done that over the years.
Yeah, I got a job waiting for me when I get out. The 669 Union keeps calling me. They call my family's house and say, whenever I get out, I still have a job in the union.
And again, you had some sort of skills with sprinkler systems, or were they more advanced than that?
Fire protection sprinkler systems.
I see. Very good.
You know, like Walmart and all the sprinkler systems we got to put in. Schools, hospitals, everything. I was in there for 5 years.
I noticed that you had it looks like quite a bit of programming.
Yeah.
And I think that's...
I went to college. Notre Dame University College. I did WBE. I did a lot of stuff in here.
You've been thinking for a change as well, which we understand is a very respected program.
Yeah.
Is that cognitive behavioral? Is that cognitive behavioral therapy, sir?
Yes.
You understand it's a very good program.
They don't have them anymore.
Really?
Yeah. They only got one class now. That's it.
Plus,
they haven't had classes in the last 10 years.
Also parenting.
Yeah,
is your wife from before the offense in question, or how long have you been together?
We've been together for 29 years.
As I stated, you have a fair amount of discipline from 1997 through 2017. You had a major for theft on March 2nd, 2017. So what happened in that situation,
sir? I had some coffee in a bag and a white shirt that runs it. I was a cook there, and she added some more coffee to my regular bag of coffee. And he wanted my whole bag of coffee. And the white shirt told him I gave him that coffee, and he still won't get a ticket. And they still kept me as a cook.
I did notice you had several majors for a positive or refusal to UA, so can you explain those situations?
Yeah, they were dirties. So instead of paying $25 for a cup, just don't give. So those are refusals.
Were you involved in drugs or alcohol inside DOC, sir?
I don't drink alcohol.
And drugs?
Yeah, sometimes I do.
And what drugs have been available to you inside the Department of Corrections, sir?
Weed, heroin, you name it, it's in there. It's everywhere.
Well,
it's flooded in there.
We're not naive about the availability of drugs inside the Department of Corrections, which is why we ask such direct questions.
Sometimes I fall off the wagon, and then I get back on it. And I think I've been doing pretty good for the last 2 years.
Did you have a habit with any of these drugs?
No. Just doing whatever's available. Sometimes get depressed or try to find a way out. I mean, I don't stay on it forever.
Well, that's certainly positive. We understand that some people really have a strong inclination for heroin and takes them a long time to stop using it. Addiction can be pretty strong, but not everyone's body chemistry is the same.
Yeah, they'll come by and say you want to pay for that, not today. You know what I mean? Sometimes yes.
Sir, we're not naming names, and I'm not trying to back you into a corner or put you in any security problems, but how are people paying for drugs inside prison?
Store, when you get money from store, or they send it to their families, and give it to their families to send the money to wherever it goes.
Well, thank you for helping me understand that. Again, I commend you for earning parole to your next consecutive sentence on 3 past occasions. It looks like that you haven't been before the board since 2011?
Yeah.
Well, something said.
In each sentence, I'm supposed to see the parole board every 2.5 years, because I'm half-time. The last sentence, I didn't even see them until 3 months to kill my 5-year sentence. They didn't even see me.
Hold on 1 second, sir. Just out of... Well, I'm not getting to the page quickly, so just give me a moment. For the parole was in 2016.
Yeah, I had 3 months to kill my number, and they just told me to kill it. But I said, you haven't seen me in the 2.5 years. Every 2.5 years, you're supposed to see me on a 5-year sentence. I'm under the old code. And they said, well, since you only got 3 months left, just kill your number.
Well, sir, I certainly don't want to make excuses, but we don't authorize your appearances before the board. We're told by the Department of Corrections when your due date arrives, and that's why we're here today. Frankly, as I stated earlier, you're not technically eligible. No, I didn't state it, but you're not technically eligible for parole on this number from June of 2019. So we're seeing you early.
Yeah, it's supposed to be every 2.5 years on each sentence.
That has a sentence end date of 2021, so it looks like, regardless of what this board does today, and we vote independently, that your final sentence end date is scheduled for December 19th,
2025. That's on my eighth
sentence. Yes, sir. If once you pass your next sentence. And of course, that would change if we consider pulling your next consecutive sentence today.
Right.
Well, sir, I do respect that you earned some past parole to your next consecutive sentence, but can you talk to us a little bit about the crimes that were happening back then and why you were so heavily involved in robbery?
Oh, back then?
Yes, sir.
Back in 85?
Well, I guess you had 2 different periods of robbery.
Yeah.
So, in general, there were several charges here, obviously, but how did you get so heavily involved in robbery, period? It looks like you had a history of robbery.
Yeah, family members, older brothers, doing I just would follow my older brothers. Now I don't even talk to him. I haven't talked to him in 15 years.
Certainly this is your hearing, it's no one else's, but did your brothers get involved in the criminal justice system or end up in prison as well?
Yes, they did.
Also for robbery or for different types of charges?
Robberies, bank robberies. I just followed my big brothers, you know. I haven't talked to them in 15 years. They try to rob, but I don't want it back. I don't want them to deal with them. I don't want to get in that mess with them.
Well, that's certainly a good sign. Certainly, we don't want to see people estranged from their families, but there is something to be said by keeping good company and staying out of trouble.
Exactly. Get your friends wifey.
Am I correct that you were on probation for bank robbery when you committed this string of crimes?
Yeah.
Do you still have a pending probation when you are eventually returned to the community?
Yes, I have probation.
Is it federal?
No, state. Whatever's left on my sentences, I have to do that on probation.
I do ask because we received an AIMS form and there are some open dates here, but it doesn't look like it's, I don't see specific reference to a pending probation. That's why I wasn't sure what happened with the federal probation when you were arrested on state charges.
The feds are done.
Okay.
Whatever's left on my good time, that's what I have to do work on. And then they said I earned my good time on my seventh number. So I don't even know how much good time I got built up. The counselors couldn't even check it. Because I don't get my good time. I only told what I went to on all my sixth number, and this is my seventh number. They said I did it on my seventh number.
So do you follow up? Pardon me, a little follow up from earlier. You mentioned that you have a wife that's waiting for you. Did you say you have children?
She comes. Yeah, I got two kids and three grandkids.
Well, isn't there a reason why they didn't write letters for you today?
I told them to.
Well, in context, I'm certainly not suggesting that this board would or wouldn't vote for your parole just based on some letters, but it's always good to see support from the community and family. It helps us look at the whole picture.
She's in got dementia and Alzheimer's. She's in an old phone, so she can't write, so.
Okay, I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. Any questions for fellow board members? Mr. News, we're getting very close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? I really ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing. So, is there anything else that you feel is important for us to know or understand before the board goes into discussion and votes on this case?
Yeah, whenever I get out, you ain't never going to see me again. I'm done with this. I'm getting too old.
Well, sir, I appreciate your attitude, and again, this board votes independently, but it's obvious you won't be in the prison system forever, and I hope you maintain that attitude, because whether we pass you to your next number or whether or not you just finish off the remainder of your sentences, that's a good attitude, staying away from bad influence and putting this behind you. The board will be going into discussion. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself under the open meeting laws of Arizona. So if you'll just stay on the phone, and this may be similar to what you experienced in the past, the board will go into discussion, we will vote, and then we will come back to you with our decision. Thank you, Mr. News.
Okay, thank you.
The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, we had a nice discussion with Mr. News. I appreciate his attitude, as I just stated. He sounds sincere about wanting to put this long chapter in his life behind him. And it's positive to hear that he has the support of a wife and family, and that he has some trade skills. I think an issue for me is that he has had some fairly recent struggles with drugs inside the Department of Corrections, and a major as recently as 2017, for me, raising the question of whether or not, at this point, that he's ready to adhere to the conditions of community supervision. But I want to commend him, as it seems he's made a good impression on the board in the past. As I stated, receiving parole was next consecutive sentence in 99, 2003, and 2011. And that's where I'll begin the discussion. Hearing no further input from the board, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion. And that is, just bear with me, regarding Mr. Walter Moose, ADC number 103801. My motion is to deny Peralta's next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge, and let me double check, but it would seem based on the years of these crimes and the fact that he received a series of consecutive short sentences, I'm going to ask for a 1 year set off. That is my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. White, the Honorable Mr. Johnson, asking for a 1 year set off. Release type denied would be 412B or parole to his next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge. Reasons for denial, I say serious and violent offense in the context of their robberies, multiple victims, violation of previous probation, history of continued substance abuse, criminal history, repeat offender, poor institutional behavior, recent disciplinary infraction in 2017. And he states he has the support of his wife and kids, so I'm not going to check no family or community support system, as he stated that he has such support. We just don't have anybody in the hearing room today. Mr. Moose, did you hear our decision and our reasons for denial?
Yes.
Well, sir, we look forward to seeing you again. Again, we commend you for... What's that?
I'm on my short number, right?
You are on... I believe if you're correct on the robberies, you're on your seventh number for robbery, which is still pending one more sentence for promoting prison contraband.
Okay.
So...
I don't get all the due time that I earn, and I don't get it.
I don't know about that, sir. I would talk to your CO3 about any time calculation issues. That's not determined by the board. But you will be scheduled to appear before this board again in approximately 1 year. We look forward to seeing you again. In the meantime, please stay safe and continue on your path of rehabilitation. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.